James.
This is James McElhenney speaking with Charles C. Bergman, the Paulette Krasner Foundation Chairman and Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive of the Paulette Krasner Foundation at 863 Park Avenue in New York on Thursday, July the 15th, 2010. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you so much. To begin this conversation, perhaps it would be useful to explore your early life and how you came to be so active in the arts. What was your first experience of being in the presence of a work of art?
I think at age 7, my late father took me to the Peabody Museum at Harvard, a college that he attended with great pride and devotion, to see the glass flowers that are a memorable exhibit still to this day, although I'm not quite sure if they're at the Peabody or they've been moved elsewhere. And I was more interested in ice cream and in sodas than I was glass flowers, but I was deeply moved by seeing these replicas of flowers, plants, leaves, all done with remarkable skill in glass flowers.
And that impressed you deeply as a just an object? You hadn't seen objects like that before. Was there any art at home?
There was art at home, and that brings me to the second part of this brief introduction. My father had an ancient glass collection of Roman, Etruscan, Phoenician, and Grecian glass. And years later, many years later, in Pittsburgh, my dad became an honorary curator of the Carnegie Museum, where he augmented and enriched their small ancient glass collection, making it one of the finest in the country. And that kind of tied together for me where my first appreciation of art came from.
How did your father become interested in this rather rarefied artistic genre?
By extensive travels with my mother, a great love of history, and my dad could even speak Latin, if you believe it, as well as read it. My dad was a Renaissance man to his fingertips.
How did he earn a living?
He was a world figure in public health and in hospital administration, and he ran three of the great teaching hospitals in the country: the Beth Israel in Boston, Sinai in Baltimore, and Montefiore in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And his name?
Sidney M. Bergman, S-I-D-N-E-Y-M, as in Mary Bergman.
So at age 7, you go to the Peabody and all of the sort of the treasures of the natural world that were assembled during sort of the Agassiz period and beyond, and you know, the minerals and the, you know, the flowers and archaeological objects, and how did this shape your awareness as a kid? I mean, what did you take away from that yourself? Obviously, you know, you didn't become a collector of ancient glass, but what was the first memory you have of sort of being interested in doing something on your own about this epiphany of you know, beautiful objects? And
in 1953, my junior year at Harvard, Mother and Dad took me to Europe for my first and memorable trip. We went to Itati to visit my father's distant cousin, Bernard Berenson, and we spent 3 nights at that villa with Berenson. Nicky Mariano was